The Tribune Company is considering a number of bids announced yesterday to take over its newspapers, television stations, and other media and entertainment holdings. The reclusive Chandler family of Southern California offered a reported $7.6 billion, with plans to spin off the company's broadcasting and entertainment businesses. The Chandlers once controlled the Los Angeles Times, which is now a Tribune newspaper. Dennis McDougall has spent a lot of time reporting on the business dealings of the Chandler family, as well as the soap opera side. He wrote the book Privileged Son, Otis Chandler and the Rise and Fall of the L.A. Times Dynasty. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. I think the operative word there is dynasty.
Well, they go back five generations. The paper was founded in the 1880s by the great-grandfather of Otis Chandler. It was passed down from father to son, not unlike the Sulzbergers of New York or the Grahams of Washington, D.C.
But the Chandler family is not entirely comparable to the Grahams and the Sulzbergers, is it?
No, not exactly, because in the case of the Washington Post and the New York Times, the family has been a strictly newspaper family. In the case of the Chandler family, there was one branch that continued to publish the Los Angeles Times. All the rest of the members of the family went their own way and, quite frankly, became trust fund babies.
And not as a public trust?
Oh, absolutely not. No, a cash cow.
The family went their own ways also politically.
Yeah, I mean, the real split in the family took place in 1960 when Otis Chandler succeeded his father as publisher of the Los Angeles Times. His father, Norman Chandler, split with his own brother, who was extremely conservative. Otis offended that branch of the family immediately. He took the newspaper a completely different direction. It was all about journalistic excellence as opposed to strictly bringing in ad revenue. Philip Chandler, his uncle, was one of the founders of the Southern California branch of the John Birch Society. One of the first things Otis did was run an investigative series putting down the John Birch Society. That pretty much set the tone for the Times' moderate to liberal stance over the next quarter century, which completely offended the Philip Chandler branch of the family.
And did that political split have anything to do with the sale ultimately to the Tribune Company?
Yes, it was revenge in a sense. It was getting back at Otis. Otis had turned the paper liberal. On the other hand, the Chandlers always have been about money. And when they saw an $8 billion payday, they rubbed their hands together and said, terrific.
So with this family, how would they run a newspaper company if they were to get it that includes the L.A. Times, the Chicago Tribune, Newsday of Long Island, and the Baltimore Sun?
Well, I think the newspapers would probably take a turn toward the right politically. As far as the Los Angeles Times is concerned, I think that it might fall under the leadership of Otis Chandler's son. Harry Chandler has shown some interest in going back to the newspaper business.
You've written that Otis Chandler helped bring the LA Times to prominence with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalism. Is the Chandler family interested in Pulitzers?
Only to the extent that it might translate into further revenue. Failing that, I don't think that the Chandlers care that much about journalistic excellence.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Dennis McDougall is a former Los Angeles Times reporter and author of the book Privileged Son, Otis Chandler and the Rise and Fall of the LA Times Dynasty.